Lace up your boots, men. Here's that groovy lullaby coming at you straight from Hawthorne Hall. It's Jubilee. Yes, men, it's one for the lash on, two for the struddle, three to get hep, and four to get limp as a boiled doodle. Tonight, our cadenza cloud is going to rain all over you with a flock of damp dotted quarter notes. Lend your lobes to the list of Largo limpers on our bucket brigade. Timmy Rogers, the Delta Rhythm Boys, our special guest Mercer with a Johnny frontispiece, and that top dumper par excellence C.P. Johnson. And now, here's your master of ceremonies and guide through Arpeggio Alley, Ernie Whitman.
Thank you and greetings, Gates. It's a pleasure to announce to you that today is an anniversary for me. 52 weeks ago today, I dribbled my first vowel over the threshold of this hall. And in honor of myself, I would like to say, hooray for Whitman! And now that you know my name, I'd like to know yours. So when I say three, everybody holler out their name. Ready? One, two, three! Ah, good, good. And now that we know each other, I want you to meet C.P. Johnson and his mellow menagerie, manipulating the digits on a hunk of hot called Sherman Shuffle. An apt appetizer. And now, men, here come four cats up the alley who are going to nibble the nub off of a khaki kilt. By popular request, it's their fifth appearance in the hall. The Delta Rhythm Boys. How do you do? What's your selection, boys?
We'd like to do an old-timer, honey. One that was nothing the top rung on the hit parade ladder this time last year. Johnny Mercer's Black Magic.
Proceed, boys. Proceed.
Magic has me And then that elevator start is wide. And down I go. Round and round I go. Like a leaf that's caught in the tide. I should stay away, but what can I do? I hear your name, and I'm aflame with such a burning desire that only your kiss can put out the fire. For you
Have all you guys and gals listen, pay close attention to a limp libretto that's about to be dribbled out of this kill cycles. And being a cat who likes to put things in their proper order, I want you to meet the lad who's going to loosen the libretto for you. Fellas, meet Timmy Rogers. Say, Timmy, what is the title of those specks and spots you have tucked under your vest?
Well, Ernie, it's a little cadenza Private Bay Wallace and myself wrote when a committee composed of my neighbors found out I was between the ages of 18 and 38.
Oh, I see.
Committee composed of my neighbors. I use the word loosely.
Oh. It's a sort of a melody in 1A.
You got part of it, son. Stand by while I let you in on the whole story.
Standing.
You see, I got my greetings the other day, and I started to run the other way. That would be wrong, even you'll agree. But here's what Uncle Sam had to say to me. Bring enough clothes for 3 days. Bring enough clothes for 3 days. Bring enough clothes for 3 days. Cause I ain't gonna turn you loose. Bring enough clothes for 3 days. 50 a month is all it pays. Bring enough clothes for 3 days. And don't bring no sad excuse. You got to realize you a soldier now. If you don't realize you a soldier anyhow, that little mess is up to you. Brother, there's nothing that you can do but bring enough clothes for 3 days. You got a chance to get a raise, but bring enough clothes for 3 days, cause it ain't gonna turn you loose. Your sister and your mother, your uncle, nieces, and cousins. Call Jack, they're snatching them by the dozen. Bring enough clothes for 3 days, and that goes for us and the old phase. But bring enough clothes for 3 days, cause it's gonna turn you loose.
Thank you for that Blue Serge logo with a belt in the back. And now we double back for a couple of nods in order to have a trilly visit with our tub thumper, Johnson with the CP handle. CP, what have we got to be cuffs for the cats?
Well, the cats and I would like to beat our little original in the groove we call Mop Mop.
That sounds like a fine brace of specs and spots. Begin at the beginning, CP.
Nobody here could disagree. Take Beethoven and jive with me. I'll show you my symphony. Mop, mop, it's a good one too. Mop, mop, even on a honeymoon. Mop, mop, all you got to do is croon when you stop. Mop, 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 it's a groovy deal. Do you dig, 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 dig the way I feel? Mop, mop, it's a groovy little tune when you drop. Crosby and Frank Sinatra when they on the radio. But if you want to thrill me, you got to be some boogie with a solid bow. Mop, 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 it's a groovy deal. Do, 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 you dig the way I feel? Mop, mop, it's a groovy little deal when you drop. Mop, mop.
Wall with that hunk of Andante. And now I want you to meet a group of vocalizers who are famous from coast to coast.
Pardon me, I seem to be in a dilemma.
In a which?
A dilemma, a fog. I'm on cloud number 7 and it's ceiling 0.
Now you're speaking my language. Come in, Mr.
Mercer, Mercer with the John handle.
Well, Johnny Mercer! Well, man, before I say another word, I want you to know that the gentleman who stands before you at this time has written a mess of songs, among them Blues in the Night, Lazy Bones, Jeepers Creepers, I'm an Old Cowhand, Lost My Sugar in Salt Lake City, and Baby, Get the Hammer, There's a Fly on Daddy's Head.
Well, just a minute, Ernie. I didn't write that last song.
Oh, you didn't?
No, but I got one coming up called I Beg Your Pardon, Sweetie, But Ain't That My Wallet in Your Sock? What I really dropped in for is to tell you that I go for the stuff you've been dishing out here in the hall. The gravy is really groovy, believe me.
Well, thanks. I'll admit we do have a rather hot program.
Hot program? This joint is a boogie-woogie steam cabinet.
Now I know what you mean. Incidentally, the fellas listening to this jive session might want to write a song. I wonder if you could give them a couple of pointers.
I'm glad to, Ernie.
For instance, how did you write, You Must Have Been a Beautiful Baby?
Well, I got a girl who must have been a beautiful baby.
Oh, I see. Well, how about I lost my sugar in Salt Lake City?
Well, I got a girl in Salt Lake City who's got a lot of sugar.
Well, now, what about strip poker?
Well, how do you think she got all that sugar?
Now, Mr. M, one of my scouts peeked under your vest a few minutes ago and just whispered in my ear that you have some grace notes stuffed under there. Would you be good enough to wrap a taunt around them for us?
Glad to, Ernie. It's a song I wrote called G.I. Jive.
The killer psychics are at your disposal. Hold them!
This is a G.I. Jive, man alive. It starts with the bugler blowing reveille over your bed when you arrive. Jack, that's the G.I. Jive. Rudely toot, jump your suit, make a salute. Boot! After you wash and dress, more or less, you go get your breakfast in a beautiful little cafe they call the Mess. Jack, when you convalesce, out of your seat, into the street, make with the feet. Reet! If you're a PVT, your duty is to salute the L-I-E-U-T. But if you brush the L-I-E-U-T, the M-P makes you K-P on the Q-T. So be it. G-I Jive, man alive. They give you a private tank that features a little device called a fluid drive. Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in the trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. Private tank that features a little device called fluid drive. Jack, after you revive, chunk all your junk back in the trunk, fall on your bunk, clunk. Soon you're counting jeeps, but before you count to five, digging that G.I. Jive.
Thank you. Now in the Bomber Barrel House, several ladies of law have passed under my bridge work since Jubilee's beaten walls have spotlighted such a dazzling array of Jackson Jills to defrost your frozen flappers. For instance, and I quote off the cuff, here's our first little law to batter you with. a right righteous rendition of Sweet Georgia Brown. I wave my magic wand, mutter a few solid syllables, and all set to slip you to slumber is Benny Carter and his band. On a cake of ice. You've oiled the grill, and from now on we glide and ride. Now, men, prepare your sizzling physiques for something right out of the flaming furnace. We're going to have a tussle with the eight beats, and Jack, that means righteous boogie-woogie in anybody's vernacular. I know this choice concerto will snap the wigs of the following cats: Private M. Hamilton at APO 292, Corporal Irving Gay at 929, Corporal Dave Neely and gang at 782, Private First Class Tallman Mitchell at 944, and the Carpet Slicer stashed at 980. Gentlemen, you're elected to dig the licks of the six-wheel chaser from the greatest group of them all. His name is engraved in the Hall of Fame. Me, Lux Lewis. Lather us, Mr. Lewis. Lather us. Thank you. Gracie, that really got it from the bottom. Hey, try that boogie boogie title for me this time. Slap it, Jack. Slap it. Sent us that, boy. You really sent us. The gallows are groaning. We're as limp as a feather in a Turkish bath. Now, Gates, we come face to face with the moonbeams and lace. Oh, me, why am I so good-looking instead of rich?
You're practically bankrupt either way, Mr. Whitman.
Now, who said that? Oh, I mean, what charming canary muttered my worthless name? Oh, would that I could only touch her hand.
Why, we've met before, Ernie. I'm Savannah Churchill.
Oh. Welcome to Jubilee, Savannah. I'm sure glad you pulled in because your grace voice has charmed the cats into scribbling stacks of letters that must be answered.
Thank you, and thanks, them, Ernie.
Now, reading from top to bottom, the song that heads the list is A Touch of Torch. Do you take the hint, Savannah?
Yes, Ernie. And for all you men listening, I'd like to sing I Lost My Sugar in Salt Lake City. Vinnie Carter, will you edge me in?
Thank you.
Yes, my man's gone and left me. I don't know what to do, what to say, or where to go. I guess he just don't love me no more. So if you've got a good man, don't you spread the news. Some chick will double cross you and he'll leave you with a blues. Yes, I know. 'Cause my man done left me and I miss him so. When night comes creeping for me, there's no sleeping. What he sows, he'll be reaping. 'Cause he done me wrong. Oh, I cried my heart out in Salt Lake City the day I had the news. He left me deep in my solitude with the Salt Lake City Blues.